beverage producers in the first half of 2025. CLRI urges swift action on Zamsa procurement scandal to protect public trust. And in international news, Greece battles five major wildfires as blaze near Athens.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency has registered 39 establishments involved in the production of food products and beverages covered by compulsory standards during the first half of 2025 across five provinces. Vixa Manager Communications and Public Relations Brian Hatioka has stated that 20 entities were registered in the first quarter, with an additional 19 added in the second quarter, which span Lusaka, Central, Western, Eastern and Southern provinces. According to Mr. Hatioka, the newly registered establishments are engaged in the production of products such as mealy meal, peanut butter, wheat flour, cooking oil, fruit-flavored drinks, jams, packaged drinking water and alcoholic beverages. Mr. Hatioka has revealed that Zixa also registered companies producing non-food products during the same period.
Entities producing non-food products were registered covering fertilizers, number plates, washing detergents, electrical cables, pure glycerin, acid-grade batteries and poultry feed. It is a legal requirement for manufacturers, importers and suppliers of products covered by mandatory standards to register with the agency. Products covered by compulsory standards, including food and beverages, are only allowed on the market once they comply with the regulatory requirements. As an agency, we are appealing to consumers to be self-conscious and only buy food products and beverages from regulated and reputable outlets on the market.
The Continental Leadership Research Institute has called on governments to accelerate investigations into the procurement scandal at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, warning that delays could erode public trust and strain international partnerships. Speaking to Hot FM News, CLRI Executive Director Paul Hakola has expressed concern over the slow government response despite earlier commitments from State House to act swiftly. Mr. Hakola said that Zambians deserve transparency and timely accountability, adding that continued inaction risks undermining public confidence and jeopardizing support from international partners. His remarks come as Anti-Corruption Commission Director General Daphne Chavu confirms that investigations into the alleged theft and pilferage of medicines at Zamsa are gaining momentum.
Where a number of assurances that have been given to say we are actually working on this issue. The only thing that we can actually look at is how soon are we going to see some of these things being implemented? Because as you are aware that if we are not going to implement some of these things on time, it's going to erode donor confidence in the supply chain of drugs. And these initial drugs are quite expensive. And you have seen that there was a position that was given from some of our cooperating partners to say they will pull out and so forth. That has got a direct effect on the health system of our country.
The Movement for the Restoration of Education and Teachers Affairs at Zambia have called on other unions to avoid creating divisions within the labour movement and instead champion unity of purpose. Moreta Zambia Executive Director Dr. Sambumba has expressed concern that the country often focuses more on criticism and tearing down progress rather than acknowledging and appreciating the positive contributions made by certain labour movements. To help prevent divisions, Dr. Mbumba has encouraged unions to consider affiliating with the Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, highlighting that such collaboration could strengthen unity and cooperation across the labour sector. He has emphasized the importance of learning from one another and recognizing the efforts of organizations like ZCTU, which he said has grown steadily over the years due to its consistent commitment to promoting unity in the labor movement.
ZCTU stands on a beamline that it has been there for many years, and this is where unions find their strength. This is where they affiliate, and so it's very important to appreciate the leadership and encourage other unions to affiliate themselves to ZCTU other than promoting division. It's not in the interest of the country to promote division. We are very grateful and we call upon EFFTUZ, the other mother body, to emulate the stance of ZCTU, who have been there for many years.
The Lusaka City Council says it has begun enforcing regulations that prohibit motor vehicle repairs in undesignated areas in a bid to enhance public safety, ease traffic congestion, and reduce environmental hazards. Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has stated that the measure also aims to prevent the obstruction of roads and sidewalks while minimizing noise pollution and disturbances to nearby residents. Ms. Mwamba said by keeping streets clean and clear, the council can significantly improve traffic flow and reduce the risk of accidents. She has emphasized that residents should utilize designated areas or approved workshops for vehicle repairs, as these facilities are equipped with the necessary infrastructure, trained personnel, and safety protocols.
In a bid to maintain order and safety in the city, the Lusaka City Council has enforced regulations prohibiting motor vehicle repairs in undesignated places. The move aims to protect public safety, reduce congestion, and mitigate environmental hazards. This measure also helps prevent obstruction of roads and sidewalks, and also reducing noise pollution and disturbance to nearby residents. By keeping the streets clean and clear, the council can improve traffic flow and reduce risk of accidents.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Southern Africa Cross-Border Traders Association has revealed that smuggling remains a long-standing issue, largely driven by well-established businesses rather than small-scale cross-border traders. Association Secretary General Jacob Makambwe has emphasized that the illegal activity persists due to large companies with the capacity to move significant volumes of undeclared goods across borders. Mr. Makambwe has urged all cross-border traders to use designated border posts when transporting goods between countries, noting that this not only protects them from legal consequences but also supports national efforts to combat smuggling and promote fair trade. He has also called on governments to ramp up patrols and enforcement, especially as Zambia enters a new phase of artisanal mining, which has increased the movement of goods across borders, some of which present serious regulatory and economic risks.
Smuggling is a crime that has always been there. It is actually done by big businesses, not small-scale traders. So smuggling is actually done by big business people, and I know that this has been a vice over time because it has a lot of negative impact, because goods are supposed to be checked, especially now that we are getting into an era of artisanal mining. People are bringing different type of things across the borders to come and do mining in Zambia, and that becomes critical.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Greece is battling five major wildfires across the country, with officials evacuating residents in a hard-hit region just 30 kilometers north of capital city Athens. The smell of burning wood carried as far as central Athens as Greece requested European Union assistance to fight the spreading blaze. The ongoing emergency comes amid a severe heat wave. Greece's climate crisis and civil protection minister, Yanis Kefalogiannis, said that firefighters have been injured, lives have been put at risk, properties destroyed and forest areas burned. The BBC has more.
Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces have announced the formation of a parallel government after more than 2 years of fighting against the Sudanese army. It comes 2 months after the army did the same. President Trump says he's spoken to the leaders of Cambodia and Thailand and that they're both looking for an immediate ceasefire following days of border conflict. He added that the countries couldn't return to trade talks with the US until the fighting stopped. There have been intense negotiations between the European Union and US trade officials ahead of President Trump's meeting with the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Sunday. The talks will be held in Scotland, where Mr. Trump's visiting his golf courses. Negotiators will try to reach a deal to avoid the